Final hour on this Friday afternoon. You know what that means. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. It's going to be Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. He's going to get you in that right mindset, give you some winners, and then hopefully you'll pick some winners with us with Pick 6 following Lee. Lee, how you doing?
Can't complain. Lost a few games this week, but Wisconsin's not going to play Nebraska. It was going to be one of my plays, but, you know, we worked through it.
Yeah, and the Badgers are going to have to work through it, I guess. I don't know what where this is going with them.
Well, I mean, they just should have played. When was the last time a quarterback mattered? I mean, four-string quarterback is the same as second-string quarterback to them. Just hand off the ball, right?
Don't talk about quarterbacks in these parts, especially when it comes to college. We've been talking about Garantano all week. All right, let's start in the college ranks. Let's start with Cincinnati and a team west of here, Memphis. An interesting matchup between the Tigers and Bearcats.
It is. It's an interesting game because some people will say, oh, well, Memphis played better last week on defense. They gave up 500 yards. They gave up 30 first downs. I watch the entire game, watch every game. They only gave up 29 points. It's called an inverted result. When you usually give up 500 yards and 30 first downs, you usually give up 45 to 50 points. What happened was Temple quarterback threw two or three horrible interceptions. That's what cost them the game. So I think Memphis is just playing, flirting with disaster here. Cincinnati lost twice to them last year. They want this game bad here. Memphis 1-10 against the spread as a road underdog. I like Cincinnati big, 42-24.
All right, Vanderbilt, they're going to suit up and play for the first time, and it'll be, what, 3 weeks since they've been out on the field on a Saturday. They're going to have their hands full. The Lane train is coming to town, Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss Rebels. Ole Miss can score. They can't stop anybody, but Vanderbilt has had their problems scoring. Rebels by 17. What do you think?
So Vanderbilt offense hasn't been very good at all. I mean, 255, 266, and 245. Offensive yards versus A&M, LSU, and South Carolina. Now they get to play Ole Miss. So things work a little better when you play that kind of defense here. Bandy defense does return 10 starters. I think they might be able to hold Ole Miss down for a while here. Lane Kiffin's still fuming after that bad call. That might distract him a little. And also Ole Miss 1-11 as a road favorite of less than 18 points. I think Ole Miss is going to win 34-20, but I have Bandy covering.
Lee Sterling with us. So, Lee, let's stay in the SEC. You've got Florida, a 13-point favorite against Missouri. We know Florida has had some issues with the virus here recently. They haven't played in a while. Missouri coming off a good win.
Yeah, and here's the thing about COVID. We've seen one team that has paused for like 2 weeks come out look good, and that was the Tennessee Titans a couple weeks ago on a Tuesday night. Outside of that, look at the other teams. Look at Texas Tech. Look at Baylor. Look at the New England Patriots. All three, they look like they're stuck in the mud. I mean, even the greatest of athletes, you don't do anything for a couple weeks. It's just, it's tough to get it back going right away. So I think Missouri's offense presents some different challenges. They run a lot of jumbo offensive lines that are unbalanced alignments. And Connor Bazelak, their redshirt freshman quarterback, not afraid of anything. I think he's coming on. I think Florida's offense is really good, but I think their defense can be had. I think Florida wins 38-30, but Missouri covers.
All right, Lee, we move on to the NFL. You've got a very, very important game in the AFC picture. Two rivals. You know it's going to be fun. Baltimore against Pittsburgh. Baltimore is a four-point favorite.
So here's the thing about this guy. I think Pittsburgh might be the better team, but I just think it's a bad setup for them. A couple weeks ago, they had to play Cleveland. Cleveland runs a lot of that two running back and two tight end set. They got up for that game. They held down their little brother. Then last week they played Tennessee, a lot of multiple sets. They look great in the first half. They hold on in the second half. Now they got to play a team that's coming off a bye that runs a lot of spread option. I think this is the biggest game in Baltimore season. I like Baltimore, 34-27.
Oh, Lee, you're breaking my heart.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. Lee Sterling is here with us, Paramount Sports. ParamountSports.com is the website. The phone number, 800-400-9741. It's Dovember, Lee.
Yeah, so this is what's going on. We've won 7 out of 8 weeks here at Paramount Sports. Go to the website, ParamountSports.com, where it says recent results. You can see every single game I've given my clients over the last 5 years. 2 weeks ago, we had a promotion. Seven games, $77, went 7-0. Last week, nine games for $97. And what happened there? We went 6-3. So we're 13-3 on these two promotional weekends. We're going to keep it going here. Nine games, $97. It's an instant download. Six in the college, three in the NFL. Just $97, nine for $97, ParamountSports.com.
We now need a 10 for $102.50, you know? We need
right.
something
right.
like that.
See what you did there.
I like to keep it simple, right?
Yeah, there you go. And now the game that we're, of course, paying attention to, the Titans -6 on the road at Cincinnati.
Yeah. So Derrick Henry might be able to clinch the second straight rushing title here in this game alone. I think if they use him right, they can gain 2 to 250 yards on the ground. The Bengals 3-8 the last 11 times as a home underdog. I mean, you got guys upset. Geno Atkins is a veteran in the locker room. Just he's beside himself. They traded Dunlap. They got rid of him to Seattle. Joe Burrow's looked impressive. I mean, he's got some great stats, but in 3 of the 7 games, he's failed to throw a touchdown pass. Tennessee 30-20 over Cincy.
And then your game of the week, you have to call for that one. Georgia -14.5 versus Kentucky.
Should be a fun game. Big game for Georgia. They've been sitting around for 2 weeks. We'll see if they can get up off the mat after that loss to Alabama. Kentucky playing some good defense, need to find offense. They're going to make a change at quarterback and go to Gatewood. So you want to get the intel on that game. 800-400-9741 or you want to hop on board, nine games, $97, or 5 weeks of not, we don't call it November that starts in 2 days, we call it Dovember, 5 weeks, $297, it's all available, ParamountSports.com.
Good stuff as always, Lee. Good luck with everything. We know you'll do just fine. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Take care and be safe.
All right, you too. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, just getting that appetite ready for pick six, getting you in the mood. You just heard him right there. Pretty good stuff. So what does that mean for our contest? We're about to find out. We'll come back. We'll review. We'll make our picks and then get you involved. That's all on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5, The Game.